Hi everyone, my name is Peace.
This is Yvonne, and you're listening to the Vulnerability Podcast, where we share everything that makes Peace and I
unapologetically human. Listen and enjoy. Hello everyone, you're welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with Yvonne and Peace. On here, we are going to be exploring all the things that make us human. All over the internet and social media, we have a habit of showing our strengths and virtues, you know, the fast life, the things that make us look shiny or put together like we have everything figured out. The vacations and trips, the concert, the expensive dinners, dates, speaking events, just the things that make it seem like our life is all good. But the reality is that everyone struggles. We all deal with pain. We all get disappointed. We all have failures. We are all insecure about something or someone, but we never talk about or show these things. On this podcast, we want to go a different route. We want to talk about all these things that make us human. We want to show our vulnerabilities. We want to talk about the times we've been insecure, times we've been jealous, how we've dealt with no's. We just want to open up ourselves, share our experiences, and hope that would also inspire you to be more vulnerable in your daily life. We are not trying to share the lessons or remarks of how we'll navigate things in our lives. No, we just want to share our stories with you and hope that inspires you to share your own stories too. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast.
That was amazing. Thank you. So, we're going to have to introduce ourselves so you understand the context where with which our stories are in and where the stories are coming from. My name is Yvonne Alozie, and I live and work in Lagos, Nigeria. I am pursuing a career in tech, so I do product management, product operations management, program management. I'm associated with companies and organizations like SeedStars, Open Bank in Nigeria, and I co-founded and still run an edtech company called GetGirl, and we are encouraging women to pursue careers in data science, programming, and careers in tech generally. I struggle with Lagos every day. God, I don't know how I'm still here, but yeah, this is home. My spirit has traveled all over the world. Basically, it lives in New York City right now.
I'm a crazy city.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But a part of it lives in Australia as well.
Okay. Hmm.
But yeah, that's about me, Yvonne Londozie. Google me.
In other words, Yvonne is the boss.
Thank you.
My name is Peace Itimi. I'm pursuing a career in digital marketing and growth. I currently lead marketing at a fintech in Lagos, Nigeria. I live here, moved to Lagos about 2 years ago from Benin City. It's been a hell of a ride. Sometimes I really love Lagos. Other times, like yesterday, I really hate Lagos. But anyway, aside my 9-to-5 career as a digital marketing expert, I'm a YouTuber. So I create marketing and inspirational and lifestyle videos every week on YouTube. Check it out, PCTme on YouTube. I train individuals and businesses. Basically, my mission in life is to grow people and grow businesses. So it's nice to meet you.
Great. So our topic for today from the Vulnerability Podcast.
Drum rolls, please.
Jealousy and insecurities in relationships, in romantic relationships, that is. Okay. So Peace has a very interesting story for
I don't know if it's interesting, but
and
okay.
I mean, I haven't heard it and I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the story. But after that, I may have a few things to share, but yeah, let's listen to Peace's story.
So, disclaimer, this is very hard, particularly because I haven't even shared it with my friend here. So I guess this is the first step of being vulnerable on the Vulnerability Podcast
to the world.
So jealousy and insecurities in relationships. I mean, I've been in a few relationships, dated a few people, and often, you know, feel insecure in varying degrees depending on the point in that relationship or the person. But the story I want to share is quite recent, still a bit raw, to be honest, quite awkward. Wow.
Come on, we're waiting.
Okay, so I met someone a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago, and you know, life happened, and so we started dating sometime this year, early this year, and why are you trying to laugh? If you want to laugh, can you just?
They can't see me. They don't know I'm trying to laugh.
Yeah, but I can see. Okay, I'm really trying hard to compound myself, and I'm failing at it.
Come on, it's a vulnerability podcast.
Yeah, I know. That's the point, right? It's never easy to share.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never shared this story before, so I hope I don't, you know, just ramble on and on. But I'm gonna try to be as concise as possible. So I met someone 2 years ago, and so we started dating. Early this year ish, say first couple of weeks, it's like 2 months in the relationship, it was all great. Then my partner meets this friend who I think is an amazing person, but again, I didn't even bother to know at that time. So fast forward a couple of months into this relationship, and my partner starts meets this friend. And, you know, got really close real quick and started sharing a lot, having long phone conversations, you know, texting all day, I think wanting to hang out. For some reason, I just had, like, all the wrong vibe. I still can't tell exactly why I did, but I had all the wrong vibe. We all met up once, went for an outing at night, somewhere in Bottles, I think. And I don't know, I think I just saw two of them just talking, and I saw a certain kind of chemistry. And that was really where all the alarms in my head and my heart just started ringing, right? Mm. So from there, I became a little bit, I would say suspicious. I mean, if there was a milder word, I would have used it, but I can't remember a milder word right now. So I became a little bit suspicious. And it kind of just put me on my toes. So I started noticing more things and just, you know, like these conversations are getting longer. It's always this person. You know, my partner was always talking about this friend in particular. And, you know, we started having conversations like, it's weird that I'm not attracted to this person. And in my head, I'm like, why is it a big deal that you're not attracted to this person? But I mean, we just went, and I think for like a month plus, a major thing I started having to deal with was my feelings about this friend. Just realizing at some point that I became really insecure, suspicious, and then becoming insecure and saying, oh, is this person trying to quote and unquote steal the love of my life? And then is the love of my life allowing
that to happen?
That to happen.
Interesting.
You know. Mm. And so yeah, there are a few times where I was jealous, but I think most of it was just I was just really insecure for a long time. And I think it caused some issues because we had to, I don't know, break up ish for a bit. So I look back now, and I don't know if I could have controlled my response to that. I don't know if I could not have felt insecure about it. Maybe I could have handled how I ended up, you know, handling the matter after weeks. But that initial, I'm not comfortable about this. I don't know if I could have controlled it or what I could have done better. I just know that it messed me up for at least a month. And I think it messed up the relationship for a bit also. So, yeah, that's one experience. you know, so I got over that recently. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting, but because I got over it based on a friend's experience who was in a similar situation. But this time, I was that friend who met her partner, and she thought I was trying to take the love of her life, right? So it was when we were talking, and she was like, oh yeah, so just we're hanging out with a friend, and she goes, oh yeah, I met Peace because Peace dated my ex, and I didn't like Peace then because I figured she came to steal my ex, or she was the reason why my ex stopped paying attention to me. And I was like, oh no, I was just really being a friend. And so I sat down and then realized that it was kind of the same thing I'm doing now, because me and this person became good friends after she gave me the benefit of the doubt, but I wasn't just giving my partner or my partner's friend the benefit of a doubt. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm rambling too much.
No, you're not. It's an interesting story. I am enjoying it.
That's where it is. Just, you know, sometimes feeling like whoosh, is it that I'm not good enough for my partner? And then, you know, comparing, like, oh shit, I think that this person could have an edge over me. You know, in this case, more mature. My partner likes mature people, older people. More mature. I think more financially stable. So there was just that. So it wasn't just that, oh, there's a lot of attention going to this person. There was also, if my partner actually decides to give this person attention, I don't even know if peace will stand a chance. You know, the whole comparison thing. Ah, okay, Yvonne, say something.
Okay, wow, that was some very deep story. I mean, I do have a few questions though. I'm like,
you see why it was hard for me to share?
Yeah, like that was really, I first of all, I think I really commend your strength and courage to share this to our millions of listeners.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Secondly, I think it's a very dicey place to be. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very dicey place to be because I used to date this person as well who had a lot of interns in their office. And this person is really good looking. Mm-hmm. And then it will happen that sometimes at about 10 p.m. an intern is calling. And I'm like, why is this intern calling you? Right? And I had my problems, and you know, incessant calling, and I don't think what I felt was any form of insecurity, because I know that I'm better than this intern, right? But what I felt was fear. Fear that I was not defining the boundaries in my relationship properly, right? And If I didn't put a pin on that, it could blow up to becoming something ugly.
Yeah.
Right. So there was fear that I was not defining the boundaries in my relationship properly. And at some point, this person doesn't live in Lagos. And then I travel to see my partner and I see a mug in the house and I want to have hot chocolate in it, and then it's one of those mugs that when you put hot water in it, you see like an inscription on it. So I put hot water in it, and then I saw my partner's face on it with a Valentine message. And then I'm like, I didn't get you this. Who did, right? Because it was obviously like a very romantic message.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day, what is that? And my partner goes on to tell me, oh yeah, this intern like got it for me. And I'm like, you say what now? Okay. I did get upset. So I told my partner that I was going to break the mug and I was going to break it. And I mean, it got very steamy. I didn't like it. I look back and I do not admire that person. I look back and I do not admire that person from that day.
Yeah.
But I did not break the mug. We talked about it. My partner assured me that this intern knows that they're in a relationship. And yeah, so I chilled out eventually and I was cool with it again. But, you know, even sometimes when you just think that, oh, you're bigger than this stuff, you realize that you're really not.
Yeah.
And it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Even those who really don't want to care, it happens to the best of us. It's just, and the funny thing is that insecurities also manifest in so many other ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when we're not even sure of the kind of love we deserve for ourselves, or when we're not sure that we're giving ourselves the kind of love we want, then we end up heaping a lot of responsibilities on our partners to make us happy. And the moment we start having issues with someone else in their lives, I mean, or the moment someone else just comes into their lives in any capacity at all, any capacity, it becomes a problem because we are not, we want our partners to ourselves. We want all of their attention 100%. And it's a huge sign of insecurity because you cannot demand that kind of 100% attention from a person. and it's also not good or healthy for a relationship. So, but you know, we've seen ourselves, we found ourselves in this crazy place all the time. I'm not even sure that was probably going to be the end of it with your story. I don't know.
I mean,
tell me though, what happened to this partner?
Well,
did you guys like get over this?
I think that we've walked through that part.
Okay.
I think that we're past it. I am past it.
Mm-hmm.
One, because at some point, I think it just really sank in, mm-hmm. that all that fear and insecurity, it's like, it's a lot of toxic emotion for me to keep in,
mm-hmm.
right? And project. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, at some point I started projecting it,
mm-hmm.
So it wasn't helping me, it wasn't helping my partner, obviously it wasn't helping the relationship. And I think one of the things that I just told myself was to be able to let it go was, mm-hmm. whatever's gonna happen will happen anyway, mm-hmm. right? The best that I can do is to be the best partner that I can be in my own capacity,
mm-hmm.
and allow this person I'm with to choose. If you at some point decide, oh, you know what, I want to be with this other person, I should be strong enough and mature enough to handle it. If you decide, if my partner decides to say, you know what, regardless, you're the person I want, then I should also be strong enough and mature enough to handle it without fearing that, you know, somebody else is going to come along the way. And, you know, because as relationship progresses, time passes, and, you know, my partner is probably going to make more friends. Mm-hmm. I can't start feeling insecure about every new friend that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And just realizing that sometimes when you meet a new person, there's a lot of rush. It's like when you start dating somebody,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a lot of rush, and you guys are just all over yourself. It's kind of the same thing with, you know, really awesome friendships when it starts, you know, you're always talking and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know that if something like that happens again, I wouldn't feel insecure, because that's not exactly an emotion that I think I can control. But I can definitely control my reaction to it, which is, you know what, the best I can do is to be the best of me,
mm-hmm.
And make sure that this person is happy. Not because I want to be the reason you're happy, but because I'm not giving you any reason to not be happy on my end. I mean, everybody is responsible for their happiness-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I can be the best, and then let this person, you know, figure out how they want to navigate their relationships and stuff.
Let me ask you a question. So, have you ever been tempted to go through your partner's phones and,
of course,
check their conversations?
The temptation is a lot. Like, of course.
Have you done it before?
I haven't.
Okay, so what stops you?
Respect. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want somebody to do the same thing. Not because I have something to hide, but just out of respect for each other's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
My partner has all my passwords, I think. Probably the only thing my partner doesn't have is maybe the password to my email address.
Mm.
Right? But I don't expect that when you might leave my phone here, you're going to take it up and the next thing you're going to is my DMs or my messages.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do... I don't expect you to do it, and so I wouldn't do it to this person.
Mm.
I think it's really just respect and trust. And also just realizing that sometimes when you open somebody's message, that's when the problem starts, because you see something you're not supposed to see.
No,
I honestly don't have the strength for any of that anymore. So, but mostly respect for boundaries and trust.
Yeah. I mean, so the funny thing is, I live by the principle of if one day your partner could do it.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, like, I'm telling you.
Oh,
like,
I have done it already?
Day, yeah. And, you know, how are you going to handle that? Personally, I know that the moment it happens and they tell me, because I don't have a habit of deleting messages.
Yeah.
Some people are chronic message deleters. Like, they'll delete DMs, delete what? I can't do that. I mean, like, so I'm literally an open book. My partner has my passwords as well. I don't know that I'm good at remembering passwords, to be honest, but because I don't plan to use them for anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes, occasionally, I just think, okay, my partner could go through my phone. How will I address this situation that they might bring up? And then I remember, it's not about me.
But is there a situation that they would bring up?
I don't know. Like, so that's the thing. Like, you think about it and then you're like, they could misread this, they could misread this, but then they could misread a lot of things. And sometimes it's not just about infidelity. Sometimes it's also about secrets and things that you want to be kept to yourself.
Yeah, true.
It could be about conversations with business partners or conversations with employees, or, you know, like, it's just like boundaries, like, you don't want your partner crossing. So I think it's just best to date someone that
understands and respects boundaries.
And respects boundaries. And I always tell my partner, if at every point you are getting a very serious urge to go through my phone, tell me and we'll talk about it. Tell me about it and we'll talk about it. If there is something that is pushing you, if there is something pushing you
and
to
as well
do
address
that,
the issue.
Yeah, address the issue. Find out where that thing is coming from, what is stirring that up, and let's talk about it.
I mean, so there's one thing that came to my mind while you were talking. It's the fact that, so when we talk about insecurities and jealousy in relationships, you know, it's easy, it's one thing to talk about it from my end, or from the person who is being jealous or insecure, but what about the person who is the quote unquote the cause of it, right?
The receiver of the jealousy.
Yeah, so
it's a very,
so here's what I think, right? So I think I've grown so much in the last couple of months. And so now I understand that it's a two-way street. I have the responsibility to not be passive aggressive. My partner tells me I have the responsibility to talk about my feelings, to control my emotions and how I handle situations. But I also think that whoever you're in a relationship with has a certain responsibility in also not putting you in situations like that. Now, I'm not saying that they should be solely responsible for your happiness and they should not ever do anything to make you jealous or insecure. I don't even think that's possible. I'm just saying that in situations where it starts happening, if they can sense it and you talk about it, they cannot just be aloof and say, oh man, you have to figure it out, this is you being jealous here, I'm okay. I think your partner should have a responsibility to making you know that, okay, this is still how I feel about you and this is what the situation is, and I'm not going to just allow random people, no matter how much I like them, to sort of creep into the relationship, right? If I feel like somebody's crossing the boundaries of this, as much as I want you to be in control of how you're reacting to me about this, I should also know when to start putting boundaries so that other people don't creep into our relationship. What do you think?
I agree and don't agree.
Yeah.
Well, I do. One thing I used to tell my ex was, do not put me in a situation where I have to get crazy. Right? Do not do that. But then over time, what I have learned is that ultimately I choose. Ultimately, I am in control of how I react and respond to every single thing that's brought my way. Let's say I'm the receiver of the jealousy right now, and my partner is feeling jealous about my relationship with someone. I will consider things. I will think about, okay, how do I manage the situation? I have to think about how to manage the situation first. But at the same time, I am not, especially if there's nothing there or if it's clearly a projection from my partner, there's not much I'm going to do about it. And I'm going to talk to my partner about it. So that communication with my partner to tell them exactly what is going on and why I think that they should solve a certain issue within themselves first is important. But again, communication, how you say it, is very, very important. It can be a very tricky thing to navigate. I've been on both ends. I've been the receiver, I've been the giver. They're both very, very tricky places to be. You have to just, to be honest, make your mistakes and learn from them.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Just make your mistakes.
I like what you said, though. Don't put me in a situation that makes me go crazy.
Yeah.
Sending all the people in my life now and forever. Okay. We don't want this to be too long. We have shared our stories. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't say. I hope you've learned something from it. Mm-hmm. But I hope it was interesting to listen to. I hope that you know, I hope it makes you think about stuff. And most importantly, inspires you to open up to your partner about your insecurities, talk about stuff, and, you know, be more vulnerable to the people that you feel safe with.
Okay, so if you've had any situation where you went through a partner's device, a partner's phone, and just generally that, yeah, send us an email. Our email is in the description of the podcast.
The email is vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, that's the email. Thank you. So send us an email. Tell us what happened. So we will be giving out gifts to actually just airtime.
Yeah.
To the realest and most vulnerable
and most interesting
story and most interesting story every week and upper episode. Yeah, so in the email, just make sure you include your your mobile number
and network
and the network you use, and we'll be waiting to read from
you.
We
just really want to read your story and hope that this is just an incentive for you to actually share stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever do share it, we promise that it's going to be totally anonymous, so mm-hmm. feel free, be vulnerable with us, and, you know, just spill out. Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. If you did listen to the end, you are the real MVP. Thank you so much. This was fun recording. It's our first podcast. We hope you love it as much as we loved recording this. Please follow us, subscribe to this podcast across all channels. It's going to be available on every channel that you listen to a podcast on. Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, etc. Just search for The Vulnerability Podcast with Yvonne and Peace across any of the channels you listen to your podcast. Subscribe. But again, most importantly, share this podcast with someone. You never know who it could inspire. Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Yay.